The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
This Florida mom who's on OnlyFans.
Yes.
I have your attention. She defended her family in a gunfight with home intruders.
Oh, man.
Pretty badass.
That makes her even hotter.
Sure is.
Makes her even hotter.
There's a bunch of dudes that would be highly aroused by this.
So there she is. That's one of her pictures there on Instagram. And here's the story of what happened to her now. Let's listen in. Local 10 News has the details.
And now to this chilling surveillance video capturing a gun battle after armed.
Well, she must have been in the middle of some sort
of. You got that exactly
session.
Right.
Because they are. She just has a t-shirt on.
The story says she was in the bathroom when the whole situation started to take place.
She is obviously just in a thong or something, and they can't show it.
I think the only thing that woman wears is the thong, according to the Instagram page.
Yes.
And she has a reason for that.
All right, here's the story. Here's the story.
Storm a home in northwest Miami-Dade. That young homeowner jumping into action to protect her son.
And we're talking weeks later now. That home is still riddled with bullet holes. Let's go to Local 10's Leanne Motorhome live now with this terrifying tale tonight.
It's like she's in a hurricane.
Fine situation for this family.
The hood keeps coming down like that.
Her instincts kicked in when she pulled out a gun.
Can we pause it just for 1 second?
You could have killed him.
So I'm just trying to figure out why to talk about the story that has got nothing to do with being outside and nothing to
she
do.
Has to be outside.
They threw her outside in a rain jacket in the wind and a bad microphone.
I'm hanging outside the home that is in question right now.
That's the thing Local News thinks they have to do. They have to be on the scene, even though it has nothing to do with the story, really. They gives it some legitimacy.
You can be dry.
Yeah, you can. Anyway, so here's the story.
They didn't care at all.
26-year-old Ansley Pacheco recounts the horror you're seeing in this surveillance video. Robbers storming her home, her friends, husband, and 7-year-old son ambushed at gunpoint.
Do you have any idea who these people are?
We don't. But I really hope they get caught.
It happened the night of October 4th at this home along the 18,200 block of Northwest 86th Avenue. Pacheco says a friend pulls up to watch the Heat play in the finals when waiting criminals catch him off guard.
While I was in the bathroom, I started to hear the commotion. I started hearing, get down, give me everything you got. I went to the nightstand, I grabbed the gun, that's when I opened the door. I saw one of them standing like face to face with me. He told me to put the gun down. I just shook my head no, and then I told him,
"Don't shoot me! My son is in here."
Was that her that shot? Or that's
like 6-7 times. Shots came through the room. They finally just ran out. My husband came. He got the gun. He ran out this way and shot back at the vehicle that was, you know, leaving.
Pictures from inside the home show the damage left behind by these bold robbers who made off with pricey watches and jewelry. Pacheco says she had no choice but to try and defend her family.
I just knew that I had to do something, and my first instinct was to grab the gun and to defend my husband and my son.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
It is
sometimes people live a stressful life.
I'm putting myself on camera and people break in with guns. It's the worst. What a stressful
life. It's only happened to me twice.
Yeah.
Each time.
were behind this really brazen crime, go ahead and call Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers at 305.
I wonder what the full story there
There's more
is.
To the story.
Sure.
Yeah.
Be like drug related or...
That house is pretty
it's
nice.
Pretty nice for
it's
a cam
pretty
girl.
Nice.
I mean, I'm sure she does well as a cam girl. She's beautiful. She's got, and you I can know. Check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. See the girl we're talking about. Wow, it's basically wearing nothing.
As James said,
she wears a thong for a reason.
Yeah,
nobody is going to complain.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is attractive.
But now everyone knows where she lives. The news
right.
just put it on there.
They put her,
I thought that
her
was
address.
Smart. Yeah.
They said in the 2200 blocks, I mean, and they're showing the address of her house as they say it.
Yeah.
Now there's going to be a bunch of guys in their cars just parked outside with binoculars.
Well, wouldn't you want to see that in the yard?
Yeah. That's why I'd be parked outside of my car.
James would be like, just here to cut your lawn again.
Chuck, I need to borrow your telescope. Don't ask any questions.
Nope. Whoa.
I'm going to Florida.
Bathtub.
Right now.
I like that Chinese takeout tank top. That is attractive.
Chinese takeout tank top.
He always has.
Look, at Lisa.
Yeah, like, I see
she
it.
She uses it quite a bit. Enjoy.
We found Dave's fetish.
Where do you find that?
I don't know. She wears it well, Lisa. She wears it well.
Okay, I know nothing about this lady, and I know nothing about that whole thing, but boy, does she look like a drug dealer's girlfriend.
Sure. Well, she's she got that whole hot Latin like, Miami lifestyle. You know, that's...
Yeah.
Like if I was playing, you know, GTA 5, this is the girl that I would try to make my girlfriend.
Yep.
I'm sure she's nude online because people have seen her on OnlyFans, right? Maybe not.
I mean, it depends what kind of content she's putting on her OnlyFans.
No, that's not her. Yeah, maybe she's not going nude on OnlyFans.
My assumption is she's probably nude, but she could just have pictures of her, that big old butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Her butt's the star of the show.
Yeah, it is, for sure. I mean, she's got great knockers, too. Don't dismiss those.
Oh, no. She's like, if you...
That's her husband, right?
Her husband and some
kid.
Friends.
Yeah. You saw the car was a very nice car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those
car.
Dudes knew what they were doing that ran in there.
And I think technically she has, like, her OnlyFans stuff posted, like, with, like, a fitness... tag, because I think her name might be whatever her name is, fitness. She's doing like workouts and skimpy underwear or whatever.
It looks like it. Like the videos.
Yeah, maybe not at all. Would you be cool? I mean, I know there's so many relationships like this now because everyone seems to be trying to do side hustles, but would you be cool with your lady being an OnlyFans lady?
I mean, it would all depend on how I met her.
Yeah, I wouldn't stance. Prefer it.
Yeah. It all depends. What's my level of what's my level of care?
Right.
What's my level of
like? Are you in love with her? Yeah, that's her husband, right? So you're married.
I'm gonna assume he knew going in to getting married to this girl that this girl was an OnlyFans, and I do think it's different. Like if you pursue an OnlyFans girl, right, and get her. You have to know, like, okay, that's what I've decided to pursue. It's different when you just like, man, I don't know why this hot girl likes me. And then you get married and stuff. And then she comes to you and is like, I want to become an OnlyFans. That's, to me, different.
If I was in, like, a desperate situation or whatever, the only thing I wouldn't like is if it was, like, if I'm married to her and then she was in an OnlyFans with somebody else or something.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, I can understand not every guy wants their girl's parts to be seen by everybody.
Yeah. And it's like, so like solo stuff is just like, it's like dating a stripper, you know, or being married to a former stripper or something.
You probably shouldn't be into someone who's on OnlyFans.
Yeah. It's probably going to be,
I mean, I feel like there might be
a lot of drama. A lot of drama involved.
A lot of drama, definitely.
Yeah. I think you're right. Probably quite stressful, as you said earlier.
Like, look what it's like being involved with her.
Exactly.
She People just storm your house and shoot at her.
There was an Old West shootout.
Yeah.
I think that was more about him, though, than her.
I think so, too.
Well, they knew they had stuff, right?
Yes.
They got watches, they got jewelry.
And then it's funny, too, because they came and stole her gun.
Oh, I thought the husband.
No, those two guys that came. That was her husband.
Okay, he's like, give me the gun, and he went out after them,
and he had no problem with going out and firing off a few, huh?
Yeah, right into the street.
Something.
I don't know, Miami. I don't know if there's drugs there.
But imagine that poor kid. You know, just like in the middle of a shootout.
He's just like, well, my mom is a Instagram lady, and my dad is up to all kinds of stuff. And sometimes I wake
wake up and I think they're making popcorn for movie night, but I'll tell you what, it's bullets all the way.
Just trying to play Xbox.
Yeah. It's like sometimes like I'll turn the Xbox off and it still sounds like Call of Duty's on.
Yeah.
Did your mom spend a lot of time alone in the bedroom?
Not so much alone. But, she's in there a lot, I'll say that.
Yeah, it'd be a little stressful life for a little Pancheo. Yeah. The youngest one. I like her, come here, daddy, please, bikini. Well,
that's, of course you would.
And it is ironic she didn't have any pants on for this whole thing.
Absolutely.
I'm like, okay, it just came running out.
Yeah, but you have your company in the living room.
Yeah, there's company over there,
you know? And she's naked from the waist down, or at least in a thong.
Yeah.
I don't even
know if she shot the gun or just pointed it. They shot at her. I would have been like,
she's pantsless.
Don't shoot. Let's not shoot each other.
Yeah, hold on.
Don't move.
Yeah.
But when she was confronting the armed gunman too, she was actually like almost like leaning out the bedroom door,
exactly.
So they couldn't see her from the waist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Too bad.
But she had that camera to get that angle, so they
And I feel like there has to be something there because they keep seeing like little flashes, like purple or blue. So there's got to be some kind of a piece of fabric.
Oh, okay.
That's there.
She was totally nude.
It's not much. Like it might be just those like little
shorts. I checked real hard, James. I didn't see any fabric color, but maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just hoping she's nude from the waist down. I wonder if she does shoot.
No, they're shooting at her.
And now to this chilling surveillance video capturing a gun battle after.
But I wonder if initially that's the end of it.
Noon, Florida is reporting the highest number.
No, that's not what we need. I want to see. They did some more angles of it here.
They didn't.
Things kicked in when she pulled out a gun.
They could have killed him. They could have killed me.
No.
She's not shooting that thing.
She pointed it out and all of a sudden shots rang out at her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's lucky she's alive, honestly. And she's lucky that her husband's alive.
And her kid.
Yeah. Because friends. Yeah. But they busted in there. They took expensive watches. Could you imagine the watches that those... That dude had?
Oh, roly.
You saw his car, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have, like a Mercedes
SUV?
SUV. It's like over $100,000 car.
Yeah.
In the house alone, that house in Miami would be, you know, a couple million. So they're doing okay.
Yeah.
And people know they're doing okay.
Yep.
And they want some of their cam girl stuff.
Yeah.
Their cam girl stuff.
Look out for Boom. Okay, but so here's what's crazy, okay? Here's what's crazy. You have $1 million home. You've got this Mercedes SUV. You're still like your girlfriend or your wife. You're like, yeah, go ahead and be a, like, why do you need to be a cam girl?
I think
girl?
That she's probably bringing in some cash herself.
Oh, I would think she's bringing in quite a bit of cash.
Mm. This isn't just all about this guy.
I think that's why, Jeff. That's her career.
You think she's making that kind of money?
Combined,
they're both their salaries.
Yeah.
Help pay for that lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
She does a little diddle diddle, oh boom boom, and you're done.
Yeah. Boom boom.
It's all about the diddle diddle and boom boom.
Which she'll probably show that unpixelated version on her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I think I've been around the block and I feel like I would recognize someone who I feel like is making a tremendous amount of money in that.
Oh, you don't know all the cam girls.
Yeah, how can you know?
I basically know all the
porn stars.
I know
the cam girls. You've spent a lot of time with it if you know every cam girl.
I know them all.
I don't think you do.
I know them all.
Whoa.
I'm showing, seeing a bit of her OnlyFans.
Like a scratch and sniff.
Yeah, what was that?
So there's definitely explicit.
Yeah, I feel like she
content.
Does. She does. Oh, there's girl on girl. She does girl on girl.
Well, at least it's...
she's definitely topless.
Yeah. It's simulated girl on girl. I'm assuming that she goes all the way. Okay, we're going to turn this.
Background noise.
Well, you never know.
Kisses at us. Just blow kisses.
Oh, hi, ladies.
Oh, there's three.
Oh, I nip. Hi, nip.
Did you see Susie Nips in the background?
I saw her. Yep.
Wow, they're funny. They're censored in some, but they weren't censored in that one.
I think they're just censored. They don't have to be censored. They're just doing it to, like,
make you subscribe.
Yeah. Entice
Here
you.
Here comes Susie Nips.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't have to be.
Whoa.
Oh, geez.
Peaches. That's a.
Because if she was just getting all the money from the guy, there'd be no reason for her to do this.
That's an amazing video. I have to figure it out.
I'm fascinated.
It's like those little balls on the strings that tick, 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 you know, that you see in the science teacher's desk.
Look at those luscious Latina bosoms and buttocks.
Sorry, guys. I need a minute. I'll be back.
Oh, James likes a butt.
They're making cupcakes.
Yep.
I used to see a lot of her stuff.
Yeah, so she probably is
and that's just the tease, so you can imagine.
Yeah, she's probably
pay for it, what you get.
Oh my God, I might have seen that.
That's pretty cool.
It's an ass coming out of the water.
It was like a it was a trend on TikTok. That was a trend on TikTok. I don't remember the. She has
shake that thing, Miss Balabala.
I was gonna say that, but. Not in the shaggy way.
Oh, anyway, we fell down a hole here. We got to get out of her holes.
I don't want to, though.
I know.
I
feel like we could be there all day just watching her videos. She does okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Looking at that stuff on OnlyFans, she does okay. Yep. Again, if you want to see her, there's a link to the story at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Click on our Instagram. There's a link to our OnlyFans. Enjoy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A young guy in Dublin, a drug courier, lost a bag containing about 50 grand worth of cocaine. What? So panicked and called the cops to report it missing.
Mm.
Can't do that.
No.
I've lost me cocaine! I've lost me cocaine!
Lost.
20-year-old Darren Barnwell made a journey to Cork by train with the drugs. He got in a state of panic after he got off the train and realized he forgot the cocaine on the train.
Could you imagine carrying just a giant bag of cocaine and that not being your number one priority that day?
I know. What else is on your mind?
Like, you're on your phone, like you're on Instagram, and you just keep like scrolling and then walk off a train and leave that much drugs behind?
Because you're a drug courier.
Oh, it's your only job.
Your job is to courier the cocaine to Irish people, right?
Get Irish people their cocaine. That's all you need to do that day.
Yeah. I don't know if they know this, but the Irish bad guys, they don't react very well to this kind of thing either.
Yeah, no.
They don't want you to lose their drugs.
They don't. They need their drugs. So he then got into a dispute with security staff who wouldn't let him back on the train to look for his lost cocaine bag. He got pissed at them, and that's when he called the police to report his lost bag.
Mm. That was an unbright movie there.
Oh, I wonder, too, if he just was like, told him, hey, can I go back on and get my cocaine?
Well, I'm sure he didn't.
I don't know about this guy. This guy's an idiot.
Turns out he had taken it with him off the train and went into a shop to get a drink and dropped it there. And that's when it was found. He was reunited with the bag then, but he had already called the cops to report it missing. And that's what did him in.
This is not the job for him.
No, it's not.
He needs to find something else to do.
He didn't have any other previous criminal convictions. He was working as a courier, though, to deliver the cocaine to another individual. And he did admit that he made the journey on the train from Dublin to bring the cocaine with him.
I've talked to a lot of people who run small businesses, and they say right now it's very hard to get good help.
And apparently that extends into the drug courier business.
That's so
that
odd,
guy is terrible.
So many people are without jobs.
Yeah, I know. But there's a lot of people, like, who, I guess, who've decided that I don't want to. Or they, for a while, were, like, making more money by not.
Mm.
And
that's nuts.
I don't know. I've talked to, like, three or four people that were like, yeah, it's weird right now. Like, the people who are willing to work aren't always the best people for the job.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, even all the way down to drug couriering.
Yep.
Yeah. Their Irish cocaine couriers are horrible these days.
Oh, my God. If I had, just picture having a Irish mob guy's drugs. You just got to get it from one place to the other.
Well, that Irish mob guy probably got it from the cartel or something.
So I'm telling you.
I bet it's expensive in Ireland.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't do anything else but that. I would be a world-class courier because I'd be so afraid.
You know?
I mean,
I don't know.
I feel like you'd be bad at it.
I think you'd be bad, too. You've got ADD. Courier. You get easily distracted.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised just how focused I would get when I think the cartel wants to kill me.
Exactly. Maybe you don't have that kind of pressure in other parts of your life, but
none.
Yeah.
I live a pressure-free life.
Yep. Except for your drug career.
Exactly.
Email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. To peg or not to peg? That is the question.
Mm. Whether it is nobler in the mind to peg.
This guy said 25 years old, been seeing this girl a few months now. Things have been great. She's always grabbing and trying to put a finger back there. Playing around.
Grabbing at me.
Playing around, but at the same time, I can tell serious.
Oh, no, she wants in there.
I really do like her, and I think this could go somewhere. And I told her this weekend, okay, we can try. But I'm a little afraid that this will make her want to do it all the time. So, you guys, I need an urgent answer. Do I proceed as planned, or do I put a stop to it now? And please, dear God, don't use my name.
That's not what he's afraid of.
He's afraid he's going to like it.
Yeah. Yeah, because the do it all the time thing, the only reason that a girl would want to do it all the time is because it worked so well.
Right.
And she's like, it's a turn on for her because she's turning you on. So he's worried he's going to love it, which he probably will. All the reviews say that you love it. That's a Pandora's box. You have to make your own choice with.
Exactly, right? Like, you got to be like,
where do you want to end up?
Your box, your choice.
I almost feel like you should be presented with, like, something you have to open, and it's like 5 years, and you open it up, and it's just you on all fours.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh.
It's like, oh, boy.
And you would not proceed.
No.
As planned.
Well, you should know.
Listen, if that, I would think if a woman's trying to get there, like, she's into it. She's not just, it's not just a lark. It's not just a, she's like, she's been trying to get into your backside.
Yeah, well, probably.
Then she's into that stuff.
She wants to see if he'll like it.
And I hate to say it, but what I'm assuming is she has done that kind of stuff with someone else, and that person loved it. So that made her really like it. And now she's just trying to do it with you because she knows you're going to like it.
I don't know how we can answer this question for him. We should just put it, like, in a bowl or something, like...
The unanswerable...
Peg, not peg.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah. I'll do it quickly.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it,
Dave. Okay, let's do it really quick.
Yeah, okay, yeah, quick. You're so right, Lise. Okay.
You know?
Peg? Not peg.
That's the only fair way to do it.
Okay. And then what are we going to... We're going to...
So I'm going to fold them up. And I am...
There you go. We got a cup.
We got a
put
cup.
Put it in this dusty Vader mug. Okay.
Vader mug.
Darth Vader shall decide the fate of your rear.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Here we go.
Mix it up. Mix
mixing
it up.
It up. To peg or not to peg.
Oh, my God. It's all up to the universe and fate.
The finger strikes back.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous for him.
Here we go. We're opening it up. Will
what
he?
Does it say?
Let's see.
Right there.
You only live once, man.
Call her your daddy.
Yep.
We just decided your ass is fate.
Peg it is.
Peg. Darth Vader told you.
Yep.
You've got to do it.
Good luck with that.
That's a great idea you just came up with, Lise.
It really is.
We're going to do that way more.
We're going to
go to
the Vader. We're going to keep the Vader here.
We're going to the Vader.
We're going to do that way more often. I don't even feel guilty about it.
No. How are we supposed to know? We emailed
us. Vader made the call.
Yep, it's Vader, but Vader's evil.
Yeah. Bang. Always it's the darkest one.
Bang.
I'm sure there's heavy breathing involved, too.
Very crazy.
He's going to love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Gerald, an extremely aggressive turkey in San Francisco that actually forced the closure of a rose garden, is off to greener pastures. They tried to get this turkey for 5 months and were never able to capture it. And it's been attacking people in this area. But finally yesterday, Gerald was captured. Get this, the solution? A wildlife expert posed as a frail old woman.
Help.
To lure Gerald in.
What did Gerald do? Why was Gerald attracted to that?
I don't know. They say that maybe because she didn't look like a threat, right? And she had blueberries and kibble.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's it. He's so used to old birds feeding him.
Right.
That's hilarious.
So he played a victim pretending that this old lady was scared of the turkey and started to slowly retreat. And then flew off the wig and caught him.
Oh, got him. Do you think? I love the idea that they reveal. I'm a park ranger.
Like the gotcha moment on a candy camera.
The turkey reveal.
It's really upset.
He scruffed the turkey, grabbing him by the neck, and then was able to get him into a little cage. There's Gerald now, all in the cage.
He's like, I'm embarrassed.
I fell for the old lady trick. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Look out. They're going to release him, and he's not going
to
be happy.
Yeah, so they took him just a short drive away to the East Bay Hills where he was released.
You watch out. You took that.
Oh, man. You can hear him. Listen, he's putting up a fight in there. Yes.
There you go.
Bitch. I'll never fall for the old lady thing again.
Sucks.
Where am I?
They get huge.
He's big.
He's like back to normal turkey stuff, dude.
Yeah. So glad my turkeys left.
Yeah, you had there was a lot of them around
you,
right?
Yeah, there's a few groups.
A few groups. Leaps like it's visited by animals.
It's crazy.
So many different kinds.
Do you
have coyotes or anything that have moved in at all or no?
Oh, yeah, there's coyotes.
Well, that's why I wonder if like they've, you know, if the coyotes have moved in and then the turkeys have moved out.
No, coyotes. Everybody's always been there.
Oh, yeah. It's like a coyotes, rotating thing.
No, they just move on, though.
Mm. Normally, they stay in one area. You're lucky they moved.
Well, they have their babies, and then they just walk around the neighborhood all day long and eat. That's all they do. And they come to everybody's different yards, and then they just leave, and then the new group comes in.
They're like nomads.
Lisa's,
it's crazy.
Her backyard is, like, it's a crazy place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much wildlife.
Like Lisa moves from one animal to preventive care to then the next one. She's got to set new traps and new stuff.
No, I don't set any traps. I just let everybody just live.
Yeah. They just all
they just
do what they
their
want.
Thing. Yep.
That's cool. You just watch.
I just like that different groups of turkeys like come in and out of the whole place and move in and out, wander around.
Someone said my town has a turkey named Vinny. And I hate him. He'll stand in the middle of the road and just stare at your car.
Yeah, some of them can get really
mean. You got a problem with Vinny?
That's why his name is Vinny.
Yeah.
What's your problem? You want to go?
Guess what? You're not going anywhere.
Not soon.
They're sons of bitches, right?
Yeah, they are.
They can be aggressive, yeah.
There's like a, I don't know, what are they, a gaggle?
I think it is a gaggle of turkeys.
Is it a gaggle of turkeys?
Near my house, there's like one road that's kind of like farmland on two sides, and there's gaggles.
A group.
A rafter or a flock.
Okay, so they got a rafter of turkeys that'll, like Lisa said, it's like you can tell. There's like the mom and dad, it looks like, and like all bunch of little smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just walking around like they own the place. They don't give an F.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you don't mess with a rafter.
No.
There's a rafter of turkeys.
There's a rafter.
My word.
Sounds so old school.
Run. A rafter of turkeys is approaching.
Run.
The rest of the world may have been shocked and appalled when New Yorker writer Jeffrey Toobin was suspended after reportedly getting caught jerking it during a work meeting on Zoom.
Which is so insane. That's so insane.
I know. Yeah. How that all played out is nuts. But here's the thing. Now, cam girls say that's a huge request.
Pretend you're on a Zoom call?
Men begging cam girls for kinky work Zoom fantasies.
The Toobin.
So that's like, because of the pandemic, it's made Zoom sexualized in a way.
Well, like, think about it, okay?
So
people are on Zoom meetings with all these different people that they work with. They're attracted to someone they work with, right? And so their mind, it's not like they can play out like inner office fantasies anymore. It becomes a weird thing where you're like staring at the screen, you're staring at this person that you're attracted to, and then you take it to the fantasy world.
Do you think part of it is your mind's messed up? A lot of guys use those laptops to pleasure themselves. So now they're doing work on it and they've like the lines are crossing.
Yeah, like crossed wires and things.
I believe James has always said, that's why you need to separate.
Yeah, you keep a jerking computer and you keep a work computer.
He's always told me.
One for jerking, one for working.
You don't want to mix the two up.
Yeah.
You know, next thing you know, you're on the work call, you're thinking you're watching some pornography, and you got your wiener out, and your boss is looking right at your nuts.
Because isn't that what Toobin said was the deal? That he was like, oh, I didn't think I was on cam anymore or whatever.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Although people in that call said, like, it was just beginning, so like, it wasn't. There's a different story being told about that. Thing. Absolutely. So this phone sex operator, she said, I work during the day, or she's a cam operator.
Yeah.
My clientele, people who are all working, and she said, almost every day a client tells me they're jerking off while in a meeting. So some be attracted to, right, some people they work with. I think others are like,
they're
in the call. Meanwhile, she's over here. And he's pleasuring himself to her while he's in his Zoom meeting. Because that's another kink or fetish.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a totally different side of like, that's like a, will I get caught?
Yeah, it's like a secretive kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, I'm doing this in front of all of them and they don't know it.
Right. So some have developed this kink for doing it during what is now a staple of the work from home life, video meetings. Clients on sites such as OnlyFans have lately started ordering videos for their fantasies.
Well, could you?
She said, last week a client had me make a custom clip pretending I was in a Zoom meeting with him. All I did was set up a desk, sit in front of Zoom, hit record, and talk to the camera as if I was talking to him. That's what he wanted.
So he could just simulate.
Right.
Taking care of it.
Yes, okay. How are you doing on that proposal?
Yeah, normal meeting. I would have thought, I guess to me, my fantasy would be different than that. I'd be like, I'd pretend I was at the Zoom meeting and you went nuts.
Yeah.
And decided to do all sorts of stuff to yourself.
To yourself.
You know?
I'm sure they do that for the right price.
Right.
She said, I think a lot of people eroticize circumstances they have to deal with in normal life. And this just happens to be their normal life now. She thinks it's not all fetishes. Most of her clients keep cam sites up in the background at work to have something interesting to look at, especially now that people are working from home.
People are so messed up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Human beings.
She's actually like, a lot of times people say, just hold on a second, I got to take this work call. So like while she's diddling for them, they'll say, oh, wait, hold on. They did. Yes. Yes. That report's in. Okay. Thanks. Think about. Okay. Continue.
I feel pretty computer savvy. I would never want to risk the crossing of any kind of streams or just a snafu I didn't realize my computer
would make.
Well,
that's how you do the tubing.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's if.
Yeah.
I've always been so paranoid of that, like with Twitch and stuff. Like,
sure.
Like, I'll put my computer just like under like a rock.
That's why I'm very happy that my cameras have lights on them. Like,
they turn on when they're activated.
Like big, yeah, bright lights that'll light up your face. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, they say they get off on the secrecy of it. Kind of gives them a rush that they might get caught on some level.
Well, that's I think that that's the fetish that they're after, you know?
Getting caught. Or getting might caught. Get caught.
Yeah, yeah. Might get caught.
The thrill of it.
Actually, it's funny. I went on to YouTube yesterday or the day before, and that was like the number one thing people were looking for because it brought up the top searches.
Yeah.
And it was Jeffrey Toobin Zoom call.
Oh.
So everyone wanted to see if the footage had leaked out of him.
No one did that yet, huh?
It hasn't, as far as I know, it hasn't come out.
Well,
because it was just a work call, right? It was just everyone who works with him.
Well, and think about it. So you have it, but you've got a fairly decent job. You're not going to blow it. And
plus, I think you'd have to have something set up to record that whole thing. And if it's just a work call, why would anybody have that being recorded?
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's going to leak it, somebody would need a phone to record it, or somebody would already have something set up to pre-record it to leak.
Yeah, and would have been recording it at the time. Just
Then, to me, that would have been premeditated. They would have known, oh, we know someone's going to trick it, so let's get this recorded.
Yeah, you're right.
Unless you see it happening, and then you see someone pull out their phone.
Oh, yeah, that could be a another situation, too.
Yeah. I got to assume the dude is, like, gone crazy with something or drugs.
You would assume.
You would think
that
so,
normal men just don't do that.
No.
Right.
You just don't. You can keep it in your pants. they actually ask people about that kind of thing online. And quickly, on the Dave and Chuck lines for you, what's a normal thing that accidentally became a turn-on for you? So Zoom calls for some guys have now become a turn-on. What's a normal thing that's accidentally become a turn-on for you? 1-855-954-6969, toll-free, 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. This guy said, this one girl started tickling me. Mm. When I tickled her back, she started to moan, and she said she was sensitive there. That got me.
Yeah. Don't torture anyone, though.
No. Tickle torture.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. This person said, a friend of mine I had a crush on sucked my fingers as a joke.
Well, I can't. Listen, friend of mine.
What are you trying to do?
You can't as a joke.
I don't have any finger sucking friends.
No. I mean, no friend sucks a finger, right?
No.
No. You only suck a man's finger
erotically.
If you're trying to send a message.
Right.
So this guy's either completely oblivious.
If a woman puts my fingers in her mouth,
yeah,
I believe she wants to suck it.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's like dead
giveaway. Yeah. Yeah. Like when that lady put her finger in your mouth and you started to sensually.
Okay, relax.
Oh, the dentist.
It was a dental hygienist.
It was not sexually.
And he was under the influence of whatever drug they
fell asleep as they were working on my mouth, and I thought it was the suction tube. It was not. It was her finger. And it led to a very awkward dentist visit. I'll never forget.
Well, no, she won't.
I haven't gone back there.
No.
That's well, because you were banned.
I was not banned. It was a voluntary departure.
That's what they all say.
But this guy said, ever since that girl sucked on his fingers as a joke, that's been a huge turn on for him. Now he like has other women do it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, she unlocked something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, then it's like the weird double whammy, I guess, of taboo. Because if you believe him and it was just a friend and you're not really allowed to do anything with her, it's like that double whammy of, ooh.
Why did she cross that line?
I have no idea. I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Chuck, how do you feel when James sucks your fingers?
Well, he gets the message.
Yeah.
He immediately removes his pants so I can get to work.
We're talking about normal things that accidentally become turn-ons. This guy said, shaving my pregnant fiance's vagina because she can't reach it. Apparently, I'm into that now.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
To each their own, Chuck. To each their own. I know you would not like it.
Like misery.
Come on. Come on now. Tongue sucking, someone said.
This isn't normal stuff.
No.
Tongue sucking, shaving pubes.
Okay, this is kind of normal. This guy said, my wife watches these workout stretching videos with hot curls and spandex shorts, and now I find myself watching them in my load time. Mm-mm. Hot as a rock.
So that's a normal thing.
Yeah, that's normal.
It is, yeah.
It's
yeah.
become a turn on mm-hmm. for him.
But I mean, if I, you know, was in a house and there was like, I'm with a girl and she does like yoga stretching.
Oh.
There's no way I'm not attracted to that.
Yeah. Different. I don't know if this is a guy or a girl. White shorts. Wow.
Weird. I would assume. I don't know.
I guess it would be a guy.
I think it's a visual thing.
Yeah. It's most likely a guy.
Yeah.
And white shorts on girls does look great, though. I think white, I think, pops tanned skin.
Yeah, for sure.
It does. White. And it's got a kind of a see-through-y thing, too, so you can kind of like see a thong or.
Yep. But it really pops. Like, if you have any kind of even slight tan, the white shorts makes it look better.
Normal things that accidentally became turn-ons. As more and more guys are getting into kinky work Zoom fantasies, has anything that's fairly normal to most people become a turn-on to you? 1-855-954-6969. This woman said, he was driving. I was riding shotgun. He had to reverse to parallel park. And he turned his torso toward me, putting his arm around my seat to look back.
The dad move.
He did it so confidently.
Yeah.
And so effortlessly, it made me so horny.
Daddy.
I've loved it ever since.
I think I know what's going on there.
Oh, no.
That sucks, but that's what's going on there.
That move right there is the ultimate dad move.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the arm around the shoulder thing.
Look back.
Now we have cameras, so we don't need to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Was working out and bench pressing. A friend came over, and she straddled me and tried tickling me. Now I'm into bench pressing and tickling.
Whoa.
Dangerous.
You can't
I don't
do
like
that.
To be tickled. Like when a chick has like tried to tickle me, I'm like, I'm dangerous when you tickle me. I'll knock stuff
especially
over.
When I'm bench pressing.
Yeah, it's a deadly combination.
Right. I'm dangerous.
You drop the thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a position where I have, you know, a massive amount of weight above my head.
Yeah.
As long as it's like, I understand like the play of it where there's like some, you're playing defense, trying to stop something and they're like trying to make it happen or whatever. And like that's, you know, I can see the fun aspect of it. But to me, like tickling is a form of torture.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people that take it too far.
This is a weird one. I don't know if this is a guy or a girl. I assume it's a woman. I find myself enjoying watching men use hand sanitizer.
Like, what about this?
Don't. No, I can't even watch it.
What about it is...
I feel like you're rubbing stuff in.
What stuff? I am. I'm rubbing hand sanitizer.
Your stuff.
Those hands are being nice and clean. Okay.
Oh, James, stop. We skin. Told you you're not allowed to use the text machine at work.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. James said, hey, raise your hand. Raise your hands
up like a normal workplace.
Yeah.
Is that a woman who's into neat and tidy things and all of a sudden that makes her...
I think what it is she probably has like a bit of a hand thing. Yeah, she has a hand thing and then, you know, that's just highlight. It's made her realize, ooh, I like man's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, like if someone was like crawling around cleaning up stuff... I'd be into that.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Of course.
But I know you're just crawling around cleaning.
Well, on a related note, just something normal. This guy said, going to the grocery store. My girl always messes with me. So now it turns me on every time we go.
Messes with him.
Like, it's probably teases him.
Or like, those grocery store flash videos, that type of thing.
Or she grabs him while they're shopping or something.
Yeah.
It's a bit of that, like...
Well, yeah, she's crossed his wires. Now grocery store's making
public. Yep.
Now we can't leave the frozen food section.
Nope.
No.
Gotta calm down for a minute.
He's like just standing in front of it with the doors open, like, I'll be a minute.
Just checking out these frozen peas.
This guy says, a girl wearing a cross has become an absolute turn-on for me. I'm not even religious. I just find girls wearing crosses more attractive than a girl without one.
Okay, I'm going to say something. Sometimes I think that a girl wears a cross to make up for just how bad they are.
Right.
I think the same thing. Like, it's a sign of, like, she's wild.
Yeah,
she's dirty.
I do.
I think that there's some of them that are like, I'm just trying to be a good person.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wear this, but I'm not a good person.
Yeah. It's like a...
It's a sign. Some people,
that equals
dirty to you. You see them. You'll see them.
I've only seen them in the hot scenario where it's because of, like, it's the cross hanging down my titties.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't know if this is really a normal thing. Well, I guess it's normal, but it's just sexy. Watching girls do yoga at the gym.
I can't be around yoga.
Yoga is the hottest thing that's probably ever been invented. To watch a girl do yoga is like, it's really a miracle.
Like, if I walked into a place like, man, it's time for me to work. It's time for me to sign up for a gym. Yeah, and I walk in and then I take three steps. I look over and there's like people do, like chicks doing yoga. I just turn around and walk. This isn't the place for me. I can't be here.
This guy says, I don't know what it is, but girls wearing female business suits, a huge turn on.
I actually like that too.
Hot girl looking business professional.
I like that look.
Yeah.
I don't really have a thing for that, like a business suit. Like a Hillary Clinton kind of look.
Well, not that. That's not Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God. Imagine that Instagram chick we were looking at, but in like a business suit. Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it still doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
this person said slutty eye makeup. Since everyone is wearing masks now, eyes are all you see, so.
Slutty eye makeup.
Oh, like so done up like with a lot of colors.
I'm thinking that.
Yeah, eye stuff's hot.
Yep.
I just realized my screen may not be. Have you been putting stuff up there, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I've got about 24 texts.
Nothing's
up
there.
Yeah, nothing's
up. Oh.
And I don't know if anyone's been trying to call in.
No.
Yeah.
There's been nothing. Nothing's been working.
I think
working.
That people are right, trying to call in and things are happening, but nothing's.
Yep, nothing's connected.
Nope.
So there we go.
Yeah.
But thanks for texting. We're getting your texts anyway. slutty eye makeup, since everyone's wearing masks. Mm. Eyes are all you see, and that's what turns them on. This person said, I love it when a woman works on a car. I get horny.
Well, that's just like that weird, like this girl has a different type of job.
In the positions she can get in to work on a car.
Mm-hmm. Blake Lively in a business suit is super attractive, someone said. She does a movie with that chick from Pitch Perfect where she's messed up.
I don't know.
And she's in hot business suits in that movie. Just really? that makes it itself. You should watch it just for that. If that's your
thing. Well, I think that's the thing. Like it's business suits, but if the girl is very attractive, you know, it's like a good look. If you look like Hillary Clinton,
a hot girl in anything can look good.
You know.
Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. This guy says that I remember a girl classmate liked the smell of my deodorant. And would grab my arm and walk beside me. She liked it so much that everyone wanted to know what deodorant I wore.
Dude, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
That's weird.
This guy said a normal thing that turned me on. She asked me to touch her thigh. She was very proud of them after working out. Little did she know, I really like thighs.
I can't touch your thighs.
Come on.
No, I can't touch your thighs.
If I touch your thigh.
That's where it starts and where it ends.
How could I not have sexual feelings?
I'd be touching those thighs.
Jeremy's like thighs.
I really do.
I don't want to think about them.
Jeremy's with us. Hi, Jeremy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, what is it for you? Something normal that became a turn on?
All right. Well, so I started driving my fiance for work. I was able to get out doing welding and mechanics. So it's a little bit of an easier going process for me. But she does a lot of work. She works for schools. And but her typing in the passenger seat, for some reason, that sound is like, okay. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's hot to see her work.
Her typing on her laptop, the clickety click.
I wonder if it's like because she has nails or whatever, like the clicking of the...
It is kind of that, but the speed of it and like the actual efficiency is like, okay.
You like that she's an efficient...
The efficiency, the That's so hot.
Guys are weird.
We're weird.
That's funny.
That's weird.
That's exactly what we're looking for here. Normal things that end up turning you on in a weird way. That's absolutely one of them. The efficiency of her typing.
Well, you know, I get it that it's strange, but I am always like, I am impressed when someone can really type fast.
Yeah, when I do it, you just make fun of me, though.
Well, you type like the keyboard did something to you.
Yeah.
You know, like that you've had a fight.
Aggressive.
You know, but I mean, when you see someone and it's like, that's like, whoa.
Yeah.
This person said, gave my man a BJ with Ace Ventura playing in the background. Now, every time he sees Ace Ventura, he gets a boner. Wires crossed.
That's weird.
It's an odd time to do it.
That is, can't you shut?
Ace Ventura off for a second.
Yeah, I'd have to. I'd be like, no, I can't. We can.
Yeah, the movie Chuck, One Simple Favor, Blake Lively, Unreal. Like, people are backing me up there.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, at the end of that, you'd like that. She's awesome in that movie.
Yeah.
Someone said chicks doing guy jobs like construction. That's not. I don't want to see a woman in a hard hat and a vest.
Unless it's that little white shirt with the
pants. Well, they don't look like that.
Yeah.
What if it's just like a hard hat and the vest?
Well, that's a porn. That's like not real life.
It's like Megan Fox holding the stop sign.
Oh,
that's one thing, but
I get a raging boner every time I have a hot pizza sitting on my lap.
That's bizarre.
James.
Lisa, I need to tell people my issues. And the only way I can honestly do it is by texting into the show. Yep. The people need to know I get fully erect with a hot pizza on my lap, okay? I don't know if it's the heat of the dough through the cardboard box or the smell of the pepperoni.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I get fired up and my nips get hard and I'm ready to roll.
Yep.
The pepperoni's from my pepperoni nips.
Oh, my God. And this guy, the smell of a specific brand of laundry detergent makes me half erect if I smell it in public.
Hmm.
I'm still trying to find the brand. So he doesn't know what it is.
It's probably good.
It can only be a few. There's not, I don't make very many.
You're right. It's Gainer, Tide, or
exactly.
Or Snuggle, or whatever the hell it is.
But it is weird that you can associate a smell with something like that. Like if a girl really, really liked you and you wore a certain cologne and then they're in a bar and then they smell it.
Yeah.
Like it can stop them in their tracks, you know, and they'll be trying to figure out like who's got that on. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Smell is weird.
Smell is a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
I just like a lady that smells clean and nice.
Yeah. Fresh.
Right.
Yeah. A fresh lady.
It's a lovely day.
Are you a fresh lady?
Are you a fresh lady? I'm looking for a
lady.
Fresh
are you fresh?
Lady.
Whoa, that makes me very hard. Fresh, you say.
Fresh ladies make me hard.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.